Hey, it's Mike with the Daily BM. On this episode, Brad and I discuss annoying people in gyms, the vice president pick for Kamala Harris, and how it really pissed off Brad's brother when Brad sent him a emoji. And I chewed a lot on food. Hope you enjoy the episode.
Yeah, we talked about his massive cock.
Oh, yeah. That broke over the weekend. Remember to like and subscribe. We love Far Futsal reviews. And this is probably the worst intro that we've done along with episode.
Enjoy.
Relax. I'm just kidding.
Shut the fuck off. Here we go. And good morning, fuckers. Welcome to another day at the Daily BM. I have Mikey in the house with me. What's going on, sir? Why, what's wrong, my love?
So happy to be here. It's just another beautiful day.
You sound like it today. You sound like you're frustrated. What happened? What happened?
Life is great.
No, something happened.
No, life is amazing.
You made it through the storm.
Barely.
Unscathed, right?
Barely.
Oh, okay, so what happened in the storm?
Oh, no, we have trees down.
You have trees down, or you have trees falling down?
We have trees down and we have trees falling down.
Have trees down?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, dude, they're hanging on. Like, they're like this.
They're hanging on for dear life. It's like, no, yeah. We want to live. We want to live. Our roots. Ah. I don't know where that came from. But, you know, I honestly could say I thought everybody was being a big, pardon the way I say this, pussy about this storm. Because, you know, first of all, I didn't have any issues for once during a storm. Nothing got fucked up. Nothing happened. The only thing that happened is some water got into my GFI outside. And so it cut off the power. And so until it dries out, my pond doesn't work. Wow. But I literally sat in my ice plunge and just kind of watched the storm when it was like going off, dude. I was like, yeah, screw it. I put my little winter hat on, soaked in 49 degree water, and just kind of sat there and watched.
Yeah. That's another issue I'm having. I think my pump on my ice plunge is going out.
Oh, really?
Already. Yeah.
The pump? Is it under warranty?
No, I don't know.
It should be. I mean, I know, like, for instance, on mine, I get a 1-year warranty. No questions asked. You send it back, they replace it. So you might want to check your warranty status on that. Yeah, about the trees, man. So how many of them are, like, fucked up?
Five.
You have five trees?
Yeah.
What do they quote you for it?
$6,500
for five trees,
six total. Because I'm actually having them clean up the big oak tree too in the back. Because I don't want that to go down in the next storm. So that's gonna be financially painful.
So that's why you're in that mood.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Fucking shit. Well, you know, you get ahead, they fuck you with the drive-thru.
Don't they really, man? It feels like life just goes, ha, 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 really? Watch this shit. It reminds me of that meme you would see when it comes to life,
right?
Where it had that little, it was like a black and white meme, and it was like a little cartoon, like outline character, and he had like this shit-eating grin on his face, and it was like, this is me. This is life. And as he's like trying to get up, his thing's just beating the shit out of him with a stick to keep him down. That's how life feels at times, man. You know? But as the great Rocky would say, yo, if you don't get back up, it's not how hard you get hit. It's about how hard you can take a hit and then how fast you can get up. That's how winners are made. It's a shitty Sylvester Stallone, but you get the drift.
I don't even think that was the proper quote. I think you fucking butchered that.
I fucked it all up. Jeez, that's the whole point of it, dude. Of the shitty Rocky, shitty quote. There you go. Shitty guac. Little South Park action. Dude, to this day, South Park still has it. I don't care. I mean, have you ever just sat back and just watched the episodes, the latest ones?
Oh, yeah. They're good.
I just sit there and I still fucking laugh just like I did. I still laugh at the first ones. We've talked about this before, but they have a plethora of endless writing because the way they freaking, what they use it for. You know what I mean?
The world's so fucked up that it's literally just animating real life. Like, they don't even have to fucking work hard anymore. It's like, you don't have to make shit up. There's like, yeah, run with it. That's what they said. Run with it. Do it in the car. Just put it in a Cartman voice and let's go. Money.
Hey, God damn it. You're some bitch. She's an alien. I mean, I can hear that right now with them going off on it. You know what I mean? But what kind of Indian, Cartman? Why does it fucking matter?
You know what I mean? Minorities in my swimming park.
So my brother is a huge, I'll go on politics for a couple of seconds here, but my brother is a huge liberal, right? So he added me to a group text with my sister. Okay. Oh, so he's going off on his tirades and his rants, you know, about how the orange giant Trump, the Nazi orange man, he's going off on this whole thing. Right. And I actually get a kick out of it. So he literally sent me this morning a picture. Okay.
Right.
This is the best shit ever. So he sends me a picture and he says, it's a no-brainer. Vote for the adulterous Nazi and his foreign-born porn star or these fine Americans. And he shows a picture of Kamala Harris and her new running mate, right? So I put a picture of an old man in a walker that looks exactly like the dude. Look, and I said, of course, I'm just trying to get his goat. I said, another geriatric runs for office, winning. That's all I said. And he goes, but he is at the Rust Belt and appeals to the middle class. He started tattooing it, going off. Dude, I'm just like getting him fired up. So he goes, I'm 1 year older than Tim Walz. I guess that's the guy's name. Never fucking heard of him ever in my life. Right. So I said, damn, you're old as fuck. Because that guy looks old as shit, dude. So my brother goes, my sister writes back, do you guys even work?
Yeah. No shit.
I said, I'm working my brother like a freaking cheap suit. I was like, I'm getting him fired up behind the scenes. He's just so easy to bait. Why are people just so easy to bait in when they get passionate about like things like that, like politics and crap? They're just the easiest to bait into an argument. It's just for you to screw with them even more. I actually felt like David Chappelle in that. You know, Jim. You could just shut the fuck up.
He's only 60.
Hey, fuck you. But he looks like he's 80.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the dude, man. He looks like he looks like as old as Biden. And he's only 60? You got to be shitting me. That guy's 60 years old. There's no way.
You're only 60.
No way.
Way.
Dude, you're telling me that this dude looks like a 60-year-old. Huh? Don't look like my grandpa. Hey, grandpa.
Hold that up next to
you. Fuck you, dude, for even saying that shit. Don't even go there. You're such a... Are you eating again?
Yeah.
Do you ever stop?
No.
No? I was just wondering. And here goes Eddie. One more time, changing the channel. Oh, God. Dude, I will tell you one thing, though. I'm going to make a shameless pitch for your stupid product that you turned me on to. That frog fuel is so convenient. Yeah. It is so convenient, by the way. It is the most convenient protein intake. It's for a quick hit. Like if you know you need to go to the gym, and it's digestible within 10 minutes. You know, so it's in your bloodstream in 10 minutes. So if you like drink that on your way to the gym, like I travel 10 minutes to get to my gym. Right. Mm. So it's ready. I have it in my system. I'm ready to go. And then I just use my shake and everything while I'm doing my workouts. So I wanted to bring up a subject today.
Yeah.
Because I witnessed it firsthand last week in my gym. Okay.
What's that?
So I know that you're going to say, this is why I have a home gym, because this is why I buy all my own stuff and work out at home. Because this is how you are. But this guy walks up to me and my wife. We're in the gym and we're on the bikes, dude. We're like at the tail end of our workout, right? So we only have like a 5 to 10 minute hit, right, on a recumbent bike. It's 20 seconds. It's full speed. 20 seconds, just a normal speed, right, for 5 to 10 minutes. Anyway, so he walks up, dude, and he just starts talking and talking.
and talking and fucking talking over and about the dumbest shit. Hey, man, you from Lakeland? Oh, yeah, man. No, I'm from Mulberry, man. And I'm going, oh, Jesus Christ, dude. I was like, what booger sugar did you just snort before your workout? I mean, he was a nice guy, but it's like, I don't know, man. When I believe in gym etiquette. And when I'm working out, I don't like people fucking talking to me. You know what I mean? I can't fucking stand it. And it takes everything I have not to be an asshole. Because I really want to be an asshole and go, dude, fuck off. I'm trying to work out. You know?
Did he sit on your lap and tell you what he wanted for Christmas?
Fuck you again, asshole.
Mistaken identity, but I thought you were Santa Claus.
So if you choke right now live on camera, I'm just going to let you go. I'm just going to go like this. Maybe I could. Maybe I couldn't hit 9-1 run right now. So
I got to tell you, these Catalina Crunch keto-friendly spicy kick crunch mix are delicious.
So you heard it from us first. If you want to sponsor us, Keto Crunch, whatever the fuck your name is, we're all in. We're all in for sponsorship. Yeah. Head over to our website and sign up for sponsorship. That's right. And we'll talk about your keto chips and pretzels and everything else you have.
I also forgot to mention during the storm, my cock broke.
Wait, what?
Yeah, my big cock, it broke.
Oh, my God. You broke your cock?
Mm-hmm.
You poor thing. How long is it? Where did it break at? At the base or at the tip?
The feet.
Wait, your cock has feet?
Yeah.
Your cock. Wait, how the fuck does your cock have feet?
It's at the bottom, at the base. It has these 2 feet that you use to mount it to the ground.
Wait, you mount your cock to the ground?
Yeah.
It touches the ground? No way. You're a poor woman. Wait, you have a 6-foot cock?
Yeah.
Tall. Damn, man. I bet the horses run at your freaking place, at your farm. Yeah. Run away from you. They're like, take off running.
I don't have horses anymore.
You sold them to Elmer's?
Pretty much.
You sold them to Elmer.
How loud is it chewing, by the way?
It's very fucking loud, and it's very fucking annoying, and I'm sure everybody just stopped listening. I was trying to get through it. I wanted to reach through the screen and just grab your bag and throw it across the fucking room, but that's just me.
All right, I'm taking a drink, and I'll be done.
Oh, my God. What do you got, like a fucking military thermos, man? Jesus Christ. Thing's bigger than your head.
So this is brought to you by the 64-ounce version of Iron Infidel.
So I can you buy the most funniest shit ever. Look, wait, does it have a handle on it too? Like you wrap your hand around? I remember when we went hiking and you brought a fanny pack. Do you still wear it?
No.
That was because your wife ragged on you, isn't it? I remember you saying something. She said, well, you look stupid with a fanny pack.
I did. I don't have the upper body physique to carry a fanny pack yet. When I get ripped out and have a six pack, then I can probably, you know, total six pack, then I can probably support a fanny pack.
Yeah, then you can walk around and be like, want to say something about my fucking fanny pack? But now you look like you belong at Disney World. All you're missing is some ears.
Yep.
That's one thing I can never get into is that fanny pack craze, man, when everybody was wearing those things. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't look as bad like when you wore it out hiking and you spun it around your back and left the pouch on the back and had like the belt in the front. I can dig that. Then you spin it around, grab what you need, and then spin it back around. No problem.
It wasn't that bad in the front either. I mean, it was a nice bag. It's a good quality bag.
Yay.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Only joking.
But
I don't know, man. But like, let me get back to the gym. So this guy, he just keeps talking. Well, you wanted to talk about your whatchamajigglers, your chips
Catalina,
and shit.
Catalina chips.
Your Catalina wine mixer chips. But anyway, so we fucking Catalina chips, man. Fucking Catalina chips. That'd be a great commercial for them. Hey, we get props for that, for making that commercial. What is the name of the company? Catalina what? Let me see. Catalina Crunch? Fucking Catalina Crunch chips, man. Yeah.
Yeah, these are fucking delicious.
Yeah. But so back to the dude. All right. So I want to finish the story before we get out of here in a little bit. But so my thing is, it's like when people are in the gym, I mean, is it, am I a dick for thinking that like it's gym etiquette? I mean, what do you think about gym etiquette? I mean, I know listeners probably are like sitting there in their seats going, fuck yeah, I get it. But
you're fucking wearing headphones and you're like four grunts into a fucking lift and some dude walks over and starts wanting to have strike up a conversation. He needs to get the fuck out.
Yeah. See, and it drives me nuts. I mean, I'm on the bike. I'm talking to my wife, dude. You know, I have one ear pod out, one in, yeah. You know what I mean? So I can listen to music. He walks on the side that has the air fucking phone. And so I have to take it out of my fucking ear. Yeah. He's like, yeah, man, I thought you guys looked familiar. I'm going, oh, fucking A, man. So now is it fucked up of me? I look for his vehicle. And if it's there, I turn around and go home.
Oh, that's horrible. That's horrible. Why are you doing that?
Because I don't want to fucking talk to the dude. He doesn't shut the fuck up. I mean, he seriously doesn't shut the fuck up, dude. You know, it's one of those things where I've never thought
to shut the fuck up.
No, dude, he's like fucking Jack, dude. The guy's like completely ripped. I've already ripped my head off. Like, I don't know if he's a steroid freak or not. So, you know what I mean? I don't want to have one of those guys that snaps and then snaps my neck in the gym, you know, or whatever. Ends up being a murderer. I make it on fucking cold case files or some shit. You know what I mean? Like, he drops the barbell on my neck and makes it look like a fucking accident and hauls ass. You know what I mean? I mean, think about all the people's fucking handy handprints that are in there already. You know what I mean? Next thing you know, they're like, Brad of so-and-so died today with a barbell, snapped his neck when it fell down. But that guy's the actual murdering asshole, you know, because everybody's fingerprints are in the gym. So they can't really pin it on anybody. Oh, my God. That'd be the ultimate way to kill somebody, though, if you really think about it.
Nah.
I mean, if they had no cameras in there and you snapped his neck and left, nobody would ever fucking know. Nobody would ever know.
How
would they know? There's too many fingerprints. There's too many people there. The only thing that would get you caught. But I can tell you, in my gym, there's a way around it. Oh, dude, this is the only way. 24-hour access. There's only one way you could get away with it. Okay. Because you have to scan when you go in. So they would put the time of your scan.
That's what I'm saying.
Hold on. But I'm about to fucking show you at my place why it's more dangerous. And I was going to bring that up to them. You can go in like the personal trainer door.
Yeah.
And it's unlocked. You can walk right in without scanning. So you could literally walk in there, smoke somebody's
ass. Only while there's somebody on staff, though, right?
I don't know, dude. Every time I've walked in there, dude, even that time I went at 11:30 at night, there was no staff there. I was by myself. I went out that door, went to reopen, and it opened.
Right.
And I went, man, you could really come in here and smoke somebody, walk the fuck out. But they would catch you. They have cameras everywhere on the inside now, that bitch.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So they'll catch you there. But I'm saying if they didn't have cameras and only had that key code, you could definitely pull that shit off. Unsolved mysteries.
Yeah, but they have cameras, so you can't do that place. I mean, any other place, they have the scan in code, so to be able to scan you, see when you scanned in, they'd be like, who all here has motive to do it? They're like, Brad Garrett.
Yeah, actually, Brad does. That guy Brad does. He's an asshole.
Yeah.
I get arrested anyway just for being a member. They'd be like, you're just a member, so we're arresting you. I'd be like, what?
See, no. I'm so horrible when it comes to like gym. Like at my home gym, if somebody even walks in the garage while I'm working out, it pisses me off.
Yeah, me too. Like, it's like, leave me alone.
You're violating my space. Like, and they're not even, I'm not here to talk to you. I'm just getting something. I'm like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, go the fuck away. You couldn't wait 1 hour. Yeah. You know what I mean? You just leave me alone for one fucking hour. And that's the whole thing, man. It's like, I see people in the, and here's another thing, man. There's people that sit around on equipment. And I'm bitching about it. I think I bitched about it on another show, but I'm going to do it again.
Yeah, you bitch all the time.
If you're sitting on a piece of equipment, get the fuck off of it. You don't need to check your phone or your socials for 20 minutes. And you don't need to freaking – how long does it really take you to pick a fucking song? You know what I mean? Like, you're going to sit there and scroll through your whole fucking library? Fuck you. Get the hell away. You know? It drives me nuts.
Angry Brad.
Asshole.
Angry Brad is back.
Yeah, that's right. I'm back, bitches, because it's bullshit.
Angry
you know it.
Brad is back.
I mean, my wife hates doing that shit, too. She hates that crap, too. Well, first of all, she's not really a people person anyway, so she doesn't, you know what I mean?
Right.
She rarely likes anybody. She barely likes me. But, you know, I'm just saying, if you're going to the gym, have some damn courtesy, man. And don't, if you do stop or you wave, just say hi. Hey, I'll catch you another time, man, because I know you're trying to get your workout in. And if you see me, do the same. Because should I start just being like, you're talking to me? I don't know. That's just how I feel. Well, anyway, speaking of workouts,
you
man.
You should be like
Mike.
No hablo inglés.
Just go, oh, no comprende inglés, no.
Mm. And when they start speaking Spanish, just be like,
oh, vale que just start making up your own fucking language.
Yeah, just switch to different languages. Like, until you find one they don't understand. And be like,
yeah. Au revoir. Arrivederci.
Adios.
Adios, amigo. Vaya con Dios, butthole. I talk surfer, man.
Well, I feel like I'm looking really ugly. I feel like I'm looking really ugly today.
No,
I look ugly most days, but.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's kind of just the norm, right?
Yeah.
No, not really.
I feel like my head's gotten bigger.
I mean, you got a fucked up looking head, but, you know, it's okay.
Yeah.
It looks like you look like a Mr. Potato Head today. But you're good.
Nothing a shotgun can't fix.
Wow. Speaking of shotguns, we're going to shotgun the hell out of here, man. So let's get out of here for the day. Guys, don't forget, tune in tomorrow to the Daily BM. We will be on at 3 a.m. And so don't forget to listen in. Head over to our website as well. We've updated some things over there, so go check it out. Also, if you're interested in being a sponsor, go check out our sponsorship page, because we'd love to have you aboard where we can pitch your company. And speaking of companies, MasonDangerBeardCO.com. If you use the promo code DailyBM, you get 20% off on all cool shit over there, if you're a man or if you're a chicken, that's how you roll. Whatever. So anyway, Mikey, got anything before we get out of here?
Everybody just have a great day. Hope you have the best day you could possibly have.
Yeah, because we know he is. So, we'll catch you guys tomorrow, and we'll see you on the flip side.
Have a good one.
Deuces.